You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Friday, May 6th. On Monday, Amazon announced plans to cover up to $4,000 in travel expenses for employees seeking non-life-threatening medical treatments, including abortions. The policy, which is effective January 1, is retroactive and applies to treatment that is not available within 100 miles of the employee's home or if virtual care is not possible. Among the treatments Amazon has promised to reimburse are abortions, cellular gene therapies, cardiology, and substance abuse disorder services. National Right to Life Committee President Carol Tobias told the Christian Post the move was disappointing, saying, quote, "I think it means there's a large company that would rather kill their employees' children than have to cover maternity expenses and maternity leave. And you know, moms can apparently be a financial drag on the corporation. At least that's what they seem to be saying." More than 200 evangelical pastors, activists, and faith leaders participated in approximately 50 meetings with U.S. senators or their staffs Tuesday and Wednesday to urge members of Congress to fix a broken immigration system by working to pass immigration reform, which they say is consistent with their calling as Christians to embrace radical hospitality. The meetings took place after a group of bipartisan senators reportedly met to discuss options for passing immigration reform in 2022. During a press conference Tuesday, the Evangelical Immigration Table and other faith-based organizations discussed their efforts with author and pastor Derwin Gray, advocating for smart, reasonable immigration reform that not only secures our borders, but also secures the dignity and worth of human beings. Bill Huang, the founder of the more than $10 billion Archegos Capital Management investment firm, is facing life in prison after being arrested and charged last week with racketeering, conspiracy, securities fraud, and wire fraud offenses. Huang was once revered as one of the evangelical world's biggest benefactors. The charges stem from a number of interrelated schemes to unlawfully manipulate the prices of publicly traded securities in Archegos' portfolio, the Justice Department announced. Lisa O'Monico, Deputy Attorney General for the Southern District of New York, said the announcement demonstrates the department's unwavering commitment to hold accountable individuals who distort and defraud our financial markets, including those who occupy the C-suite. The Texas Library Association's 2022 four-day conference featured a pair of men in drag and symposiums about teaching kids to become, quote, anti-racist and embrace other social justice ideologies. The Recover, Rebalance, Reconnect event in Fort Worth featured a lineup that included adult entertainers Justin Johnson, dressed in full drag as Alyssa Edwards, and Jenny Sky, aka Joseph Hosselton. Johnson, who served as the After Hours keynote speaker on Monday, was a contestant on the television series RuPaul's Drag Race. The event offered workshops on building community relationships for LGBTQIA+ patrons and diversifying library collections with themes of identity, culture, diversity, bias, and social justice. A Christian couple in Sudan who have two children together face 100 lashes on charges of adultery after a Sharia Islamic law court nullified their marriage due to the husband's conversion to Christianity, Morningstar News reports. Hamuda Tia Kafi and Nada Hamad Shukrala were married in 2016, and Kafi converted to Christianity 2 years later. Although Shukrala's family filed the case that ultimately dissolved their marriage, when Sudan decriminalized apostasy, Shukrala converted to Christianity and she, along with their two children, returned to Kafi. The pro-life group Progressive Anti-Abortion Uprising is offering a $25,000 reward for information that could lead to the indictment of Washington, D.C. abortionist. The group is holding demonstrations in front of government office buildings and an abortion clinic in the district in an effort to get justice for five full-term babies believed to have been born alive before they were killed at the Washington Surgery Clinic where Dr. Cesare Santangelo works. The five babies were among over 100 babies' remains found inside containers as they were being loaded onto a hazardous waste truck destined for Curtis Bay Medical Waste Services in Baltimore, Maryland, for incineration. The protests and $25,000 reward are part of the PAAU's Justice for the Five campaign. In his National Day of Prayer proclamation, President Joe Biden spoke of the U.S. having a new hope The president used the proclamation to call for a moment of reflection to address what he said are some of the greatest challenges humanity has ever faced, including climate change, attacks on democracy at home and abroad, and living up to national principles like justice, liberty, and equality. He said, quote, "I call upon the citizens of our nation to give thanks in accordance with their own faiths and consciences for our many freedoms and blessings, and I invite all people of faith to join me in asking for God's continued guidance, mercy, and protection." Biden drew criticism during his Day of Prayer proclamation last year as he omitted any direct mention of God in his official statement. Grace City Church in Lakeland, Florida announced that they have ended their affiliation with the Global Hillsong Church after the denomination's founder, Brian Houston, resigned over misconduct. Hillsong has lost 9 of its 16 American church campuses in recent weeks in the wake of a series of ongoing scandals that erupted amid the pandemic, including the firing of former Hillsong New York City lead pastor Carl Lentz in November 2020 over, quote, leadership issues and moral failures, including being unfaithful to his wife, Laura. We hope you enjoyed listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post Daily Newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.